It is one of the most fascinating words of the Arabic language, the word ayah. And I will not write this on the screen because I'm lazy and also because I want you to take notes. The word ayah, the root letters, are Hamza, Ya, and Ya. Hamza, Ya, and Ya. Amazing word of the Arabic language. What other words come from the word that we get ayah from? Let me tell you, before I give you the... There are two sides to look at this. The one thing is, we're going to look at the word ayah from the language perspective, which I'll share with you in a second. But I want to share something about the word ayah with you from the Qur'an's perspective. I want you to appreciate something about the word ayah. It's amazing. One of the most amazing things I've ever learned about the Qur'an this whole year, this last year, is the word ayah. It's one of the most amazing lessons. So the Qur'an says that its units are ayat, yes? بَلْ هُوَ آيَاتٌ بَيِّنَاتٌ Quran is just ayat bayyinat. Allah says that Isa alayhi salam is an ayah. وَلِنَجْعَلَكَ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ Isa alayhi salam himself is an ayah. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ Yusuf and his brothers, inside of them there are ayat. In the story of Yusuf and in the story of his brothers. Are his brothers good guys or bad guys most of the story? They're bad guys, even though later on we'll learn they're not really that bad, but for now. So there are ayat inside a prophet and there are ayat inside not too good guys, but even they have ayat inside them. So ayat are not just the parts of a book, but they are actually things that people did are ayat, history is ayat. People themselves, like Isa himself is an ayah. Whatever happened to Yusuf is an ayah. Whatever his brothers did is also an ayah. Allah says the tree is an ayah and the mountain is an ayah. Allah says history is an ayah and the future is an ayah. Allah says what is inside your body, everything inside of your body and inside of your feelings and inside of your hearts, that is also ayat. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ Inside of yourselves, whatever is going on are all ayat. Your sleep is an ayah, you waking up is an ayah, marriage is an ayah, love between husband and wife is an ayah. Oh my God. I'm not making this up, this is in the Quran. The revelation of Allah is ayah. Human experience is an ayah. Everything in the universe is an ayah. Actually, if you properly study the Quran, the conclusion you come to is that Allah uses the word ayah to describe all reality. All human experience. All human experience. All truth. Everything in existence is actually accurately defined as an ayah. Once you study the Quran, you don't ask, what is an ayah? You actually more ask, what is not an ayah? Pretty much everything around you and around me is an ayah. Not only around us, inside us. All of it is an ayah. Next time you read Quran and Allah says that is an ayah and this is an ayah and that's an ayah, pay attention. Just change your perspective of what an ayah is. You see how problematic it is to translate ayah as verse? How limited it is? And how much bigger the ayah is in the Quran? Allah says, for example, I was talking about this in the United Kingdom, وَذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى When the winds blow. Allah swears by the winds that blow, the breeze. So you go outside, unlike last night, if you go outside, sometimes there's a breeze. You feel the breeze. The next time you feel the breeze, you should remember that that's actually the tafsir of the ayah of the Qur'an. وَالذَّارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى You just experienced an ayah of the Qur'an standing outside when the wind was blowing. That's an ayah. The best tafsir of وَذَارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى is not in a book. The best tafsir of ذَارِيَاتِ ذَرْوَى is when you experience what? The wind. The best tafsir of أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَا Didn't they look at the bird above them that spreads its wings and pulls them in? The best tafsir of that is not in a book. Where's the best tafsir of didn't they look at the bird? When you go look at a bird. The ayah is inside the book, and the ayah is also outside the book.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.